thought we had Spirit of Radio here on Two for Tuesday. We get two of your faves back to back. Yeah, two before nine with the grease. Sometimes I wonder, you know, here I am sitting here. Two of your faves back to back, a double dip, a triple scooper, half a six pack. Good. I can't believe I've been reduced to this, to some sputtering buffoon on the radio when I used to be a doctor. God, I used to be a doctor, a surgeon. Yes, I was pompous. Yes, I was ostentatious. Yes, I was all those things that can befall a doctor if he gets too full of himself. I remember every day before my operation, I'd make sure my assistant staff was gathered around the patient to be operated on. And then I would make my entry into the operating room and announce for all ears to hear, "These hands have been touched by God!" And only after I stood there with my hands in the air and they all bowed their heads in deep respect did I begin my operational procedure. And like most doctors, I took Wednesday afternoon off. I didn't care if Mrs. Archangelis was having problems with an operation. I didn't care about nothing. It could wait. It could have the attending look into it. I'm busy. I've got 9 holes of golf, and by golly, I'll get them in. But one day, I was on the golf course, playing with a buddy of mine, a proctologist. I never borrowed his clubs, by the way. Never mind. Well, we were playing along, when suddenly the guy that was on the hole in front of us grabbed his chest, spun around, and hit the date. His wife came running over saying, my God, you're a doctor, you can help, you're a heart specialist. And I ran over and I looked at the man. All the classic symptoms of a basic myocardial infarction. Crushing chest pain, radiating out through the left arm and fingertips. Looked like a little ventricular fibrillation. His color was wretched. He was gasping for breath in intense pain. I said, "Yep, ma'am, looks like he's having a heart attack. If I was you, I'd call rescue right away." She said, "You're a doctor, you can help." I said, "Hey, I'd take a chance on a lawsuit, no way." She said, "Well, what if he dies?" I said, "Well, then bury him in the sand trap." She said, "You wretch, you'll burn in hell!" And I turned to walk away. But I remembered my Hippocratic oath. I also remembered my Mercedes and my duplex in the hills of Virginia. But then I said, heck, and I grabbed my medical bag and I ran over. I administered adrenaline directly to the heart. I started chest massage. I started an IV solution. I stabilized his condition there. And yes, he would breathe again. The proctologist said, "Well, you think you got him in time? I mean, my God, he was out for 5 minutes. You think there's brain damage?" I said, "Well, it could be, but judging by the clothes he's wearing and the car he's driving, he was no mental wizard in the first place, so what the hey, he can get somebody else to balance his checkbook." Anyway, his wife thanked me. She said, "You saved my husband. You saved Harvey." I said, "Yeah, don't mention it." 3 days later, the notice came in the mail. Show cause why I shouldn't be sued for $3 million. Harvey Blasnalis contained that he suffered irreparable damage to his heart muscle by my on-field injection of adrenaline, that my heart massage was improperly administered. And that he was suing me. $3 million. Well, I showed up in the courtroom a very, very bitter man. A very, very bitter man. I just showed up in the courtroom. I could have had my attorney represent me, but I wanted to look at Blasnalis. I wanted to look at the man who's alive because of what I did and who still has the gall, the utter chutzpah, to sue me for $3 million. I sat there just glowering at the man as he related how I brutalized him there on the golf course. When suddenly, there is a God in heaven and there is justice. As he sat recounting the tale on the witness stand, he grabbed his heart. His color went suddenly pale. A crushing chest pain, ventricular fibrillation. He got another heart attack right there in the courtroom, and blam, he fell to the floor. All eyes turned to me. The man with the power to save him once again. All eyes turned to me. And I just sat there. Finally, you could hear the sigh of relief as I picked up my medical bag. Everybody went, phew. But that relief turned to shock and horror in minutes, as from my medical bag, I withdrew and started munching on a bologna sandwich!
Oh, no!
The rock of the 80s is on DC 101, WWDC-FM Washington.
Yes, 11 after 9.